tune in to The Divine Frequency. Chip and Lisa St. Clair help you turn your passion into purpose. This is The Divine Frequency on Empower Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Chip and Lisa St. Clair.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
And welcome to another episode of The Divine Frequency. This is Chip St. Clair. And as you heard, I'm here with my wife, my best friend, as always, Lisa. We hope you're having a divine day so far. For the next half hour, we are going to guide and inspire you to tune out the static, to tune out the drama of life, the fear, the uncertainty, and tune back into that frequency at which you were meant to resonate, the divine frequency. So today, before we get started, let's quiet our minds. Let's close our eyes and visualize a place of tranquility. No drama. No deadlines. No coworkers. No worries. No stress at all. A place of complete harmony within. So today, let's say we are deep, deep in the woods. It's a warm day. And the sun is trying to pry its way through the canopy of trees above. Sounds of nature are all around us. Chipmunks chirping. Squirrels chattering and running across the carpet of leaves. And look, I think there's a white-tailed deer ambling by in the distance, making deer sounds, whatever deer sounds are. Do they talk? I don't know. Do they chirp? I got to look that up on YouTube. And ahead, over there, is a little stream carved into the landscape, babbling as it sweeps by the rocks tucked within it. Hey, Lisa, what do you say we take our shoes off and sit here on the edge and dip our feet in the water?
You bet I will. You know, especially with this rough week we've been having. Very challenging.
Yeah, it's been.
Got to become one with nature, and kind of sometimes we have to do that, don't we?
Yeah.
Where you have to, in order to get your mind in the right place, you have to almost physically do something.
You have to engage it. You have to touch it. You have to pluck a leaf off a tree, or like we're doing now, get our feet in the water.
Yeah.
Feel that distraction. And of course, our very talented producer, Dylan, is out here with us. Took his shoes off. He's
lighting citronella candles all around.
Yeah.
To fend off the mosquitoes.
Get those mosquitoes, Dylan. And he's spraying himself down with off. You know, I always wondered, as a practical joke, if someone ever had on, gave it to somebody in the woods, That'd be really bad.
Okay, I want to see that guy. Who welcomes the bites? I don't know. You never know.
Yeah. Hey, Dylan, don't forget the back of your knees. I mean, that's the worst place to get a mosquito bite, right? Right in that crease that just kind of, oh, man. Well, even mosquitoes have a purpose, I suppose. They have a divine frequency, but let's not talk about mosquitoes. Let's get back to our show. And you know, on this show, we talk a lot about signals and how we are like those old-fashioned radios with the knobs that you turn to be able to tune in whatever station you want, tune into the right frequency and tune out the static. Well, signals, essentially, are messages, aren't they? Whatever frequency we are trying to tune into is ultimately a message we are trying to hear on that radio, whether it's the play-by-play action of a college football game, or the weather report, or the traffic report for the morning drive, or the news. We are trying to connect with a particular signal, with a particular frequency, in order to learn something or experience something. And see, these are what we call external signals. But let's pause right there for a moment and connect this to our theory here on our show that the universe has a divine frequency, the ultimate signal that we are meant to hear, a signal telling us that we deserve to be happy, that we deserve to be loved, that each one of us deserves to be fulfilled in our dreams and our goals. Remember, the premise of our show relies on that scientific principle that we, as quantum physicists have concluded, are all beings of energy held together at the subatomic level by nothing but a particular frequency of vibration. We, just like that radio, are receivers. And we have to tune out the static that is constantly bombarding us in order to hear this divine frequency. But unlike the weather report or the ball game on the radio, the divine frequency doesn't simply communicate with us through external signals. It is constantly and quite clearly, it's sending us messages internally. What? So, what do we mean by that? We mean that our body, our hearts, our very essence is always talking to us. Not talking with us in a traditional manner, however. I mean, I don't want anybody to start listening for voices coming from your feet or anything. And by all means, if you do hear voices from your feet, please don't talk back. Just go to the ER as soon as you can.
Get some help. Definitely get help.
What we mean is that the divine frequency is sending us messages internally, trying to steer us on the right path toward our purpose and toward our happiness. It's actually a tried and true method of communication that we know all too well. It's called pain. Think about it. What is a toothache? Or a stomach cramp? Or an earache? But a message from our body telling us something's wrong. Maybe you have an ear infection. Or you need a root canal. Or have a cavity that needs to be addressed. How long can you realistically go on with life ignoring the pain? Not very long, I'd argue.
No, I mean, you push it sometimes a little far where it's going on that next week and it's like, it's affecting everything I'm doing.
Yeah, my toe is pretty puffy. I think I can't fit it in my shoe anymore. It's time to go to the doctor. Yeah, we have that tendency to tough things out sometimes, but...
Well, life gets in the way.
Yeah. But you can't ignore it or argue with it, and it doesn't go on forever. Why? Because typically it gets worse, and then even more painful. The message our body is trying to send us gets louder.
I think sometimes we have to have a hard outer shell for a lot of things that we deal with physically. And so you can't fall apart at the smallest thing, but we do push it out sometimes a little too far. Mm. And, you know, you go to the doctor and the doctor's like, what were you thinking? Yeah. Like how long did you think that you were going to let this happen?
Right.
Let this go on.
And as the signal gets louder, our body is trying harder and harder to tell us something. But did you ever stop to think why? Why does our body do this? Why does it send us a signal of pain? Because our body wants to protect us. Our body wants us to be happy and healthy. It doesn't want us to be in pain, and it doesn't cause us pain unnecessarily out of spite or anger or bitterness. I mean, when did a bad toothache start because our body was just ticked off that we weren't getting enough sleep? Or does our body ever sit there and think, you know what, this guy is really annoying. Watch this, and suddenly give us a heart attack. You know,
right?
We can't put a, we can't personify our body.
And as much as we try to control things in our life, when it comes to physical pain, we shut down. It stops. I mean, we have to address it.
Mm.
So it doesn't work by our schedule or.
No, you can't pencil in. I'll deal with this pain at 4 o'clock and then do this at this time.
Sometimes it just shuts down and it's like, okay, I guess this is the time I need to address it.
Enough pain and you go into shock. I mean, the thing is, our body wants the best for us. It's kind of like if we get our hand too close to a fire, it burns, right?
Because, yeah, what would happen if we just kept it there?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Our body wants to warn us of danger. It wants us to be able to react and make a correction to our actions to put us back on track to a place without pain. So then, if our body sends us such signals with nothing but good intentions, wouldn't it make sense that our mind and our heart does as well? I mean, when something hurts us inside, why do we so often ignore it and push it away? Why do we dismiss it? Pain isn't our enemy. It's our friend, including and especially emotional pain. Just because we see no blood or we don't feel a cut or we don't show bruises doesn't mean we aren't suffering terribly.
Well, I think we've been in those conversations with people, and we all probably can relate to this and have related to this in somewhere, sometime in our lives. But talking with people who they're putting up with something going on in their home or whatever, and you say, oh, wow, that's horrible. And say, yeah, I've been dealing with that for 20 years. And you can clearly see it's sucking the life out of them.
Mm.
Well, and going back to why I was so open to dipping my feet in the water and was talking about how our week was especially challenging. You know, what we've been going through with our program at school, and we've had to be there for a child, and you know, it's emotional pain is a real thing. It is, and it adds up. And to be a little vague, to protect the identity of the child, just was suffering with a lot of emotional abuse from a caregiver, and needed some help, and that talk, that mentoring, started to reveal more type of abuse that was going on. And you know, the hardest part, though, is I would argue the emotional, because there's no scar that you see, there's no blood, there's no wound, nothing to all of a sudden make somebody sit up and say, whoa. And that's one of the most difficult things to reach into somebody and be able to help them, because you can't physically touch it,
right,
or see it.
Well, just to briefly describe this particular caregiver, it sent a text to this child, with very vulgar language, saying that, I hate you. You're never going to amount to anything. And calling this child so many horrible, horrible names. And that's things I can relate to from my own childhood. And then, of course, as we talked further with this kid, and he was crying and I was crying and I was rubbing his head, you know, we were faced with having to get help for him to report what's going on. And this brought to mind another sort of issue with, at least in Michigan, with Child Protective Services. Of course, you know, we talk about physical abuse, and we talk about sexual abuse, and we talk about neglect, but there's no box to check for emotional pain. And sometimes that can be
the undoing of somebody, yeah.
The most damaging. I mean, I guess sometimes the suffering from emotional pain, in fact, because it goes on so long and is allowed to fester so long, it's even more damaging. Well, think about it in terms of this. If you had your hand too close to that flame and it's really burning now. Now imagine you don't even move your hand, but keep it there, ignoring the physical pain, as we so often do with emotional pain. Not only would the agony intensify, but the damage will become so bad, it could permanently affect the use of that hand. I'd like to ask our listeners, are you allowing your emotional pain to do such damage with your heart and your mind?
Well, you know, you bring up a good point, and it also gets me to my next point, that when we're around people who are suffering, and we can see it and they can't see it, they've whatever's happened in their lives, they have a higher threshold of taking it in, taking in the pain and compacting it down, to a point some of us can't even relate to. But back to that child, and I think about anybody in pain, it's like what they need is compassion and helpful, healthy advice and the right kind of words, kind words. And like I said, the emotional pain is difficult. It's so difficult to know exactly what to say that's going to reach into somebody to help them. And that vibration that resonates with me, like, I know you can relate to this, and I know there's listeners out there that can relate to this. I've talked with many people over the years, but it's, have you ever seen somebody, you know, you're driving to the store, or you see somebody and they're scowling or they're frowning, or you're actually seeing somebody cry? It has actually touched me to the point of now I'm in the car crying for this poor person. Somebody frowns, I feel like frowning. And I guess when you get in tune with your emotions, you start to care about others' emotions as well.
Yeah, what makes them that sad that their face has become sort of scarred in a way with lines and a frown, and the muscles have twisted and contorted where they look so sad, they look so miserable.
I know when I'm having a rough week, I'll look in the mirror and I'm like, whoa, there's another wrinkle that appeared, or, you know, the wrinkles are getting closer. And it's like, there's signs that we see that we do ignore. Mm. And it's like, I don't know, maybe we make an appointment to get a massage or to go to the spa or meditate or do something.
Dip our feet in the water as we do. And that's part of the reason, you know, we start these episodes with a place of peace and tranquility, because we want everyone to try to reconnect with themselves and tune out everything else. I mean, we talk about static in this show, and there's so much static from so many sources that block out us listening to ourselves. We are, remember, transmitters and receivers of the divine frequency. It's what we give off, other people feel. What they give off, we feel. And we have to ask ourselves, as I said, are we allowing our emotional pain to do the same kind of damage when left unchecked that physical pain would? And are we ignoring those signals we were meant to hear? Were you taught, listener, as I was as a child, to ignore your emotions, to block out that signal and put up your walls? See, As a child, if listeners are familiar with my story, and if not, you can check out my website at chipstclair.com to read further about what I've been through. But as I describe in my memoir, The Butterfly Garden, I suffered terrible abuse at the hands of my father and abuse with my mom. She was a horrible alcoholic. My father was brutal and manipulative and sociopathic. And there's so many ways that I would try to express myself as I naturally would. I mean, think about this. We've come into this world, all of us, each one of us, we come into this world with one form of communication, crying. It's the first way even babies learn to communicate. We've talked about this on previous shows. And then that form of communication for many of us is shut down, is stifled.
Well, and I think the thing that haunts you the most, we talk about physical and we talk about emotional, and granted the physical, the scar, the wounds heal, you have scars, but the emotional is what we really have to focus on and work on. It's the why somebody did what they did.
Right. Right. Well, that's it. And when it comes from a parent or a caregiver or someone who, according to society, is supposed to love you. And my father, I mean, as a child, I had to put up brick by brick these emotional bricks all around me, this wall, to prevent me from feeling. I could not cry. I could not show emotion. And I remember there was a time when I was in high school and I was playing football with my friends and I jumped up and I caught a pass and came down and I stepped on a broken branch and I heard a snap. And I had broken my leg just above my ankle. Well, I didn't know it at the time. It just hurt terribly. And I'm, you know, in tears. And I limp home with the help of one of my friends. And he gets me inside. And my father's there and is calling me a wimp for crying. Come on, tough it out. It can't be that bad. Walk it off. Be a man. All these sorts of things. Well, little did he know, It was broken, and it had swelled up by the next day. And I was at school, and I walked on this broken leg for 2 days because I was trying to impress my father, and I was trying to be a man.
To live up to these unreasonable standards that he constantly puts you on, and even with the emotional pain, it's whether it was physical or emotional, you had to learn how to shut down, and that was really tough. Because I had to somehow teach you that balance of what are you going to focus on? When are you going to focus on this? Because it is affecting your life. You may not think it does. You may think that, you know, you got it all under control. But I kind of came up with this like 3-strike rule because that always works well. You know, where we say, okay, this happened once. Okay. Maybe someone was having a bad day, or maybe I was having a bad day. By the time it hits the third time, you're in tune with that.
Yeah. I guess whether it's physical pain or emotional pain, if something has occurred 3 times, you need to address it somehow. Don't be afraid of pain. The signal of pain is not your enemy. It's your friend. It's trying to tell you, you are in an unhealthy relationship, or the dysfunction of drama at work is taking its toll. It's trying to tell you something is wrong, that you don't deserve to be hurt and you weren't meant to suffer. Welcome your pain, embrace that divine signal, and start exploring what you can do to make a change. All right, so our producer Dylan is putting his shoes back on and blowing out all the citronella candles, so I guess our time for this episode of The Divine Frequency is drawing to a close. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of The Divine Frequency.
And we're proud to say that The Divine Frequency is made possible by our advocate. Have you or someone you know been injured, such as a car accident or a slip and fall? That's when you need legal help. Call 586-997-HELP. These are compassionate yet smart injury lawyers who think the way you do. They call it injury law healing. That's 586-997-HELP. There's no fee unless you win.
We want to thank Empower Radio, my good friend and fellow Empower host John Schalter and Carrie Schalter of the Butterfly Moment. I encourage you to tune into that show. Also, a shout out to our producer, Dylan Lavelle, who not only does all the setup for these excursions, but does all the driving as well, no matter if we're in the woods or the mountains. Dylan's
carrying that.
Yeah, carrying everything around, humping it around on his back, all the supplies, no matter how remote the location. You can listen to archived episodes of The Divine Frequency on empowerradio.com. For more information on our work with the St. Clair Butterfly Foundation, visit scbf.org. Take your life back, not as it could be, but as it should be. Keep tuning in to The Divine Frequency.